I'm afraid I've gotten myself into some trouble. Well, not me. Miss Mitzi's the one in trouble. But really, it's Dr. Hale who should be. It's his fault. Mr. Winston, too. They're in cahoots, and they're not doing anything to protect the babies. Babies? Maddie, slow down. Aunt Etta squeezed my arm. What in heaven's name are you talking about? Then it all came tumbling out. How I'd unintentionally found the letter. How suspicious Dr. Hale's words were. How I desperately wanted to talk to Aunt Etta about it, but didn't want to worry her. How I decided to keep it to myself, to forget about it, but I couldn't. Not completely, anyway. Then Mitzi. Mitzi, who had already lost a baby and was expecting again and had a scare. When I got to the part about how Dr. Hale had threatened me, I could see the anger coloring on Etta's face. She was madder than a wet hen. Of course she was. I had betrayed her trust and interfered with her clients and her business. I was such a child to think that she'd take everything I told her at face value. I paused to catch my breath, and something behind me caught my attention. It was Frances. She stood with her mouth hanging open, just inside the doorway, a glass in one hand and in the other a pitcher of water spilling out onto the floor. She straightened it and let out a little yelp. Frances, Annetta said. How long have you been standing there?
Long enough, Frances said,
wiping up the puddle with a nearby towel. She placed the pitcher and glass on the side table.
Maddie May, she said.
Come here, my girl. I stood, waiting for the fallout. But she wrapped her arms around me and hugged me so tight I thought I'd burst. I tried so hard to hide what I knew, to forget about the letter and carry on with sewing, to get the job done. It had been a relief to tell Anthony and David about finding it, but they didn't know the full story yet, and they weren't family. I hadn't let my guard down. Not really. Not until now. I sobbed in Frances's arms for a few moments, then returned to my spot next to Aunt Etta. She gently raised and positioned her legs so that Frances could sit facing me at the front of the hospital bed. Tell us exactly what Dr. Hale said, Maddie. Annetta shifted to sit up taller. Threatened you how? Well, the thing is, I said, it isn't so much me he was threatening as it was you.